Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Hi, Niall. I just wanted to raise a topic on your show. I work in a small office environment and I work with about 20 other people in my line manager. We are all only back in work over the last month after a year being at home. The team in my department only has 4 people and I feel I'm carrying the rest of them. I'm not going to make this about gender, but 2 of them are women and all they do is talk about television, makeup and gossip about other women, etc., etc. And the list of conversations is just endless every single day. They do very little work or they get very little work done and our performance is based on us as a team. The other guy in the team joins in with them and does very little, and to top it off, they have at least 7 smoke breaks during the day. It's so frustrating, and I've tried so hard to say it to them without falling out with them, but I don't want to make enemies, as they're the only people I get to work with. I got 20 leads yesterday, so I'm figuring it's in sales. I got 20 leads yesterday. Between them, they got 25. So the whole team has 45, and that's the way it's looked at by the boss. We receive feedback from the line manager, and he seems happy enough only because I'm picking up the slack. But as we work as a team and don't calculate numbers individually, he thinks we're all great. The gossiping is bad enough, but the smoke breaks are the biggest part of the problem. Each break is like 15 minutes or so, and I've asked them to do it, not to do it so often. And one of the girls got really weird with me a few days ago, and she said, "You're welcome to join in, we're all addicted and we can't help it." I personally think if they were docked money for all these breaks, they would think twice about taking them. As I said, it was 7 breaks of about 15 minutes each, and I've just calculated it's over 8 hours in smoke breaks. The girls have requested going back to remote working, but thankfully the company have said no, as I can only imagine they're probably doing nothing at home when they're meant to be working. Ask your listeners, should smoke breaks be banned? Get his point. Should smoke breaks be banned? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. In his case, that's a mess, by the way. He's working with 3 people who clearly don't work very hard and spend a lot of time talking about, as he says, makeup, television and general gossip. That's I'm going to say that's very typical women, but that would be very sexist of me to say something like that. Because men tend to join in with that kind of conversation as well. Let me just go to, they talk about different things. They talk about car and football. Dylan, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Dylan?
How are you doing, Niall?
You talk about cars and football.
Well, on occasion, yeah, it'd be more, mostly Premier League, you know, like, I work from home as well, so, you know, I know well how they feel.
Right, okay, so they're back in the office again, but, you know, for the last month, but he's talking about them going for these smoke breaks, 10 or 15 minutes smoke breaks, 6-7 times a day. It adds up, it does add up.
Yeah, from the employer's perspective, definitely. I think from a co-worker perspective, though, I think they'd feel a lot better if they were getting a few extra breaks themselves, you know, like do your coffee breaks here and there.
So in other words, what are you saying? He should go with them for the crack?
Well, maybe not even go with them. Like if he wants to go with them for the crack, or if he would be allowed to go take a tea or coffee break. I know in previous jobs I had, even in the service, like in hospitality, like you have, you know, people would be complaining about certain people going on smoke breaks, and then the manager's suggestion to them would be go take a tea break.
Okay, to make up for it. But that's not really the answer, is it? Because it's a loss of productivity. I'm sure the boss, by the way, if he sat down for a minute and calculated, as this fella has, that it works out at 8 hours a week, I'm sure he wouldn't be too pleased.
I'm sure he wouldn't, but I know quite a few employers that would not allow their employees to have many breaks at all. So I think in the case of these people who are able to go for that many smoke breaks, they're very lucky. I do think, you know, there's an air of, you know, be sensible about it. Like, you know, going for a smoke every hour is a bit ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, isn't it? Yeah,
but you know, I also don't think completely outright banning smoke breaks would be the right way to go about that.
Okay, but I mean, it's up to the employer, by the way, and they can ban them if they want to ban them.
100%.
Yeah, well, you're legally entitled to about 15 minutes break in the morning, 15 in the afternoon, and then your 1 hour lunch break, whatever it is, depending on how many hours you do. That's your legal entitlement. I remember years ago, actually, when I had my own business, this particular girl was very busy at the time, and there was a client waiting for her. And she said to me, "I'm just going for a smoke." And I said, "Well, I'd rather you looked after that woman first before you went for your smoke." And she went, "I need to go for a smoke. And by law, I'm entitled to a smoke break because I'm addicted to cigarettes." And she said to me, and I said, "There's no law that says you're entitled to go for a smoke break." You know, I mean, people do believe they have some sort of right to it.
Yeah, that I wouldn't agree with. Like, people that say they have a legal right to it. But I do think from, like, the perspective of your employer, like, it's just... going with, like, say, like, if you're in a restaurant, it's the height of service, like, and you know it's really busy and someone's going out for a cheeky smoke, just bad form. I don't think it's like end of the world bad form, but it's just, it's not good to be doing. I do think that most people, if they were allowed to take more breaks, like they perceive smokers to be allowed to do, they'd feel a lot more okay with it.
Yeah, somebody says, Niall, I used to go for a company. They had three smoke breaks a day. So, yeah, three is like kind of a bit more reasonable.
Yeah, like that's fair. Like going for one like in the morning, you know, like you have your lunch and your other breaks as well. Like, you know, it's I think like one or two maybe or three is fair.
Yeah, myself and Aisling and Ruth will have three smoke breaks a day. That's how many we have.
Yeah, like I work from home, so I'm right next to the little balcony here, so I think I'd go for a few more. But
it's handy when you're working from home; you can just have them whenever you feel like it, really, can't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, you know, life support. So, like, you know, I just keep an eye on things. I'm close to it, so it's, you know, it's grand to do here. But like, when you're in an office, I like, you know, I'd be more sensible about it. Like,
and what I mean, are you going back to work soon?
I haven't heard anything on my end. They're kind of playing their cards very safe about it all.
You're obviously working in technology, are you?
Yeah, I'm working in IT.
There you go. See how I knew that? I'm not going to guess which company you work for, but I'm pretty sure I know which one. Stay there for a second, Dylan. Let me go to Niamh. Niamh, you're an Ireland's classic hits. Niamh, there you go. Dylan says, absolutely, don't ban the smoke breaks, for God's sake. But maybe give the other staff, if they want to take a tea break at the same time. Now, he does work for an IT company, and they tend to be very lenient. Should they have free beer and everything in the places? But so, so Niamh, is he right not to ban them?
No, don't ban them. No, don't ban them.
That's only because you smoke, by the way, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But where I work, I was going to say where I smoke.
The place I get paid for smoking in, yeah, go on.
The place where I get paid to smoke, they're very strict. So they make no distinction between smoking and vaping. And it is smoking on your break, that's it. Now, obviously, if you were doing a certain shift, say in the evening time, and if it was quiet and if you were working with somebody and they said, quick, run up and have a quick cigarette, that's you being told you can go. But
right.
You can't just go.
Run up and have a cigarette. What, up to a balcony or something, is it?
Yeah, it's upstairs.
All right,
the smoking area is outside.
Down. Yeah, we go down.
Yeah, most people go down, we go up.
Yeah. And are you are you okay with that? Are you in withdrawal symptoms by halfway through the day?
No, it's a very weird one. It's like when you know you can't, it doesn't really bother you.
Right.
Now, maybe the 10 or 15 minutes when you look up to see what lunch you're on, the 10 or 15 minutes beforehand can be a bit ropey.
Yeah, but you don't have your first smoke and then feel like you're going to collapse.
No. I don't know. It just gets into the mindset, well, I can't. So that's
right.
Just the way it is.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be fair because, I mean, the job I do, we all kind of depend on each other to be there.
To pull their weight. But this is what this guy is saying, by the way, in the email, that there's four of them on the team and the team are calculated as a team. And he did 20 leads yesterday and between the whole lot of them, they did 45. So he did almost half of what all four of them are doing. Now, he does go on to say that they're doing very little apart from yapping anyway.
It's very frustrating. Look, it's frustrating even if it's not connected to smoking. It's frustrating if you think you're pulling somebody else's weight when you're supposed to be working as part of the team. I mean, as I said, where I work, if we don't work as part of the team, the whole place will collapse.
Yeah.
Because if I don't do something, then somebody else can't carry that on to do something else.
Yeah.
So I can't just disappear for 15 minutes because I feel like it.
But then you're saying to me, you're justifying what your company has done, which is essentially banned smoke breaks. You can have a break, you know, you can have a smoke during your break, but you can't have a designated smoke break.
It to me, it seems fair enough. I mean,
I'm not having a go at your company. I'm just saying. But so, in other words, you're saying to me it does work.
It does work, you know, because no one then feels hard done by it. I mean, there is three smokers and the rest aren't. So I can imagine the atmosphere if I was disappearing every 20 or half an hour.
Oh, there's
Niamh
off again.
Minutes.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah. You know, and it what it does is it eliminates any bad feeling. It just basically, we're all on the same wave. We're all on the same playing field. Whatever we do in our breaks is our own business. If I want to have 20 cigarettes on my break, that's fine.
Is that not a fair point, Dylan? That it kind of eliminates any animosity between people because you're all the same now. You know, you don't get a break because you're a smoker.
I definitely do think that, if they outright ban it, yeah, it would solve that problem. But I'd be of the opinion that you should be allowed a few more breaks because I think, like, a lot of jobs, you're expected to work like a lot, like I know a lot of like people who'd work in hospitality would be expected to work their full 6 hours, you know, maybe longer, go through the full service shift without taking a break at all. Mm-hmm. And it'd be not legal to do that, but it does happen.
So I mean, if you are working from home remotely on a computer, you should be taking at least a 5 minute break every hour.
Yeah, like, you know, even just taking your eyes off the screen.
That's
like
what I'm saying, screen time, take your eyes off the screen.
Yeah, and like a lot of like companies like in tech, like they'd have little programs, you know, like that you have installed on your computer to make.
Look, my son works in tech. I know all about it. You guys have it so easy. Days out, hiking and all sorts of carry on and free food and free this. You have it just so easy.
It's a great time. I can't complain about that. But I do, you know, like from my past experience, I do think that like, having people being allowed to take more breaks is more productive for everyone, because if everyone's got that bit more time to like rejuvenate, for lack of a better word, like, you know, they have that kink. Like,
imagine that, Niamh. Imagine getting paid to go hiking. You know what I mean? That's what these tech companies do. You know what I mean? That's how they treat their staff.
Happy hours.
You would have to pay me to go hiking.
It's all supposed to be good for mindfulness and all that kind of carry on. You know what I mean?
It's great.
Yeah, they can play snooker if they feel like it. Yeah.
Great idea. I'd love a job like that. But I do work in the service industry, and this is the problem. You can't give people loads of extra breaks because we're too busy. You know, I couldn't turn around at lunchtime and say, do you know what, I feel like a 15-minute break. There's a queue out the door. You know,
That's logical. You can't, because that would just look really bad on the rest of the staff. Yeah. But stay there for a second. I want to go to Karen as well. Karen, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Karen?
I'm going to get in a lot of trouble now.
Why are you going to get into trouble, Karen?
Your addiction, your problem.
My addiction, my problem. Yeah, well, by the way, don't be having a go at me. I'm not saying that. I'm just agreeing with everybody here.
You know, if you smoke, that's your problem.
Yep.
I'm not in the workforce at the moment. I was in another life. But that would drive me bonkers.
Well, if other people were nipping out for smokes.
Other people nipping out for their smoke breaks every hour or every other hour. You're getting paid to feed your addiction.
Yeah.
That's your problem.
Yeah. Dylan, sorry. Address Dylan there if you want to.
I have to go shopping. I have to go online and do a bit of online shopping to feed my addiction.
Yeah. Oh, are you addicted to online shopping? Yeah.
No, I'm not. Just,
Karen, as a woman, it would be unusual if you weren't.
No, I ask my husband. but no, I think companies need to get rid of this. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. If I was him, I would take a step back. I'd take my foot off the pedal there and I'd show them who they are for their true colours.
So would you report them?
I wouldn't report them, no. I'd just take a step back and I wouldn't be as productive.
Okay. Oh, right. That's...
And it wouldn't take very long by the sounds of it for them to say that, oh, hang on, what's going on here?
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. But then he's affecting his own job too. Maybe get bored.
Yeah, he is. But I mean, you know, why should he pick up the slack for other people who are standing outside smoking while he's, you know, turning around more sales?
But Dylan, obviously he works in IT, which is kind of a little bit easier. There's nothing wrong, I'm sure Dylan works very hard. But he believes we should be entitled to more breaks anyway.
Well, yeah, across the board. But I mean, not...
He doesn't see the harm in having a smoke. Going out and having smokes. He doesn't see the harm in it too much, really.
But should then I should be allowed to have a 15-minute break to do a bit of online shopping?
Yeah, what about that, Dylan? Should
Yeah, that's exactly what I agree with. I genuinely think like every maybe 2 hours, I think 2 hours if you're working an 8 hour
shift. Do a bit of online shopping.
Yeah.
Or maybe 15 minutes in pennies or something.
Yeah, go pop down.
I don't get a break in my job.
Niamh, would you like that? 15 minutes in pennies during
that.
The day as a little bit of therapy.
I think the difference here is that the types of industries we're talking about, that might work if you're in an office where you can perhaps step away.
Yeah.
And it's not going to affect things. But if, as Dylan said, if you are in the hospitality industry or you're in the service industry, it doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't.
You know,
you can't
just step away.
No, but I mean, I can't just go for a smoke now. You know what I mean?
No.
If I did, it'd be quite weird, actually. You'd just silence with you three talking to each other.
But that's it. But there is a shortage. Yeah, okay, it can be hard. You can. But, I mean, the laws are there to protect the employees. I mean, we are all entitled to breaks. And if you're not getting them and you feel you're not getting your proper breaks, you need to take it further because the law protects you on it. I mean, as I said, our company, they might be strict, but they're brilliant on breaks.
Karen, do you believe that smoke breaks should be just banned?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Banned completely. So yeah. The only time you can have a smoke is during your lunch break or your 15-minute break morning and evening.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Why should you get extra breaks for going out to smoke?
But if you work the place...
Go up. I'm sorry. Yes, Karen or Dylan. Sorry.
But let's say if you worked in a place that allowed you, like that, your boss like encouraged you to also take like a tea break or whatever type of break that you wanted to take for 10 minutes, would you also feel that way about smoke breaks, or do you just
I think if it was fair across the board, if everyone got the same amount of breaks across the board, I don't see the problem. But as far as I'm concerned, it's discrimination because you're addicted to smoke and you get extra breaks over me.
Did you ever work with people who took smoke breaks, Karen?
Yes.
And is it irritating?
It drives me mad.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or there's nothing worse even if you're in the hairdresser and someone's coming to wash your hair and smell of smoke off their hands because they've been out for their 15-minute smoke break.
Oh, are you a hairdresser?
It's disgusting. No, not a hairdresser.
That sucks.
No, I'm bringing up a future generation here.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if you don't like the smell of smoke, if you're not a smoker yourself, it can smell pretty bad. Yes, I get that.
No, it is. It's rotten. But I just don't understand why someone who smokes deserves more breaks over someone who doesn't smoke. Either give everyone the same amount of breaks and it's up to you what you do during your break time, or nobody gets a smoke break.
There should be nothing done in the places. That's where they become.
But I think COVID has been great. People are back in work now, and the ones that are lazy, they're in trouble now.
Yeah, well, the ones that are coming back to work now that have been kind of but that will be found out.
Sitting back. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. They're gagging to get back home again. They're praying that the minister will announce on Friday that you have to go back to remote working or something like that.
Yeah. No, if I was him, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't get into a row with anyone. I wouldn't ruffle any feathers, but I would do it quietly. I'd I'd sit back.
All right, okay, I got to take a break.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.